T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Me on my cell phone late night when you need my love.
Guys, you can hear every Miami Heat game right here on AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket, starting with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show hosted by Zaz and Tommy Tighe an hour before tip-off. And then following the game, it is the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. The three-time champion Miami Heat. Every game right here on The Ticket. You get that tonight, 7:30, Heat and Hawks, 6:30 pregame show. Enjoy that, everybody. Finally back. Texter writes in, it's up to Jimmy Butler to save the city. I agree. However, did you guys see Jimmy Butler? He was on a racetrack. This was on his YouTube page.
No.
He was on a racetrack in a McLaren.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not a car guy. Apparently,
that's a pretty cool car. Yeah.
It goes very fast.
Yes.
Very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not driving it. He has a race car driver driving the car.
All right. So he's in the passenger seat.
He's in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy Butler, he was scared.
How fast were they going?
Super fast.
Probably a McLaren. You could probably get 180.
Well, whoa. He was not used to this. Here's Jimmy Butler.
Oh. Hey, whoa, relax. Relax.
No, man.
You're going too fast. Oh!
No.
My head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you driving.
I'm going to pass out.
Oh.
Did he say I was going to pass out?
I'm going to fall out my head.
What car have I got?
What car have you got?
A minivan, a Toyota Sienna.
Oh, yeah?
I don't need to go fast.
That's pretty similar, you know?
Oh, he's in there with the...
Jimmy Butler does not have a Toyota Sienna, does he?
No.
Good luck.
Man.
Hey.
He was terrified.
I'm about to pass out. Where was he going that night?
That's only like 4 or 5 G's.
Yeah, some people aren't built for speed.
No.
So fast as you've ever gone in a car?
190.
Jeez.
It was fun.
Were you on the track?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What about on the road?
Yeah, what about the road?
Oh.
I just saw the look on your face. You immediately went to somewhere.
So, my rookie year at Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right? I got a 300Z Turbo. Right?
Of course you did.
I wanted to know how fast it went.
Of course.
Oh, no.
So, I set my alarm for 2:00 in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got up, got in the car, went on 71.
Mm-hmm.
Floored it. Now, I look behind me.
Oh, no.
And I see little tiny lights like this.
Oh, no.
It's like a bunch of lights. Like, it looked like, and I'm like, ooh, they must be chasing somebody. Let me pull over. Right? So I just like got over. I was way ahead of them. Right? They pulled behind me. Like, all the cars. It was a bunch of cop cars. Get out of the car! I'm like, oh, crap. My bus?
How many?
Like five? What? Six police cars? Right. They must have been having a snack somewhere on the side of the road.
Is this in season?
Yes!
Oh, no.
So, I'm like, The guy comes over. Like, there's some cops right here, and they're looking, and I guess they recognize me.
Right.
The one cop, he's a little...
ornery?
Oh, yeah. He says, do you know how fast you were going? And I said... no, I was keeping my eyes on the road. To which these cops start chuckling. This cop wasn't having it.
Officer Rules did not find that funny.
Right. I got a ticket. It was like a gold ticket. It was, whew.
You got Willy Wonka'd?
I had to go to court.
Oh, no.
Just for the ticket. In Ohio, they have mayor's court, like Dukes of Hazzard court, you know, that get you to perform, you know, to get out of the city.
Yeah.
I'm in a small town. It's mayor's court. So, you know, you go to court and they have people. This one guy before me, and you just line up and go. He got your case number. You line up, go, go, go. The guy before me, he had like four DUIs. His punishment was, you go spend weekends in jail for another 6 months. That was his punishment.
Right.
Right? Because he get to leave jail on Sunday, go work during the week, go back to jail on the weekend. I'm like, all right. That, I mean, fourth DUI.
Right.
Not bad. No,
right.
Not
that,
bad.
He probably deserved that.
Right.
I get up, blah, blah, blah. You were going 100 plus. Oh, it was fast.
How fast were you going?
How fast were you?
I don't, on the ticket, it may have said, a little over 100, right? So
it was 120. He was going 120 miles an hour.
So
he doesn't want to say.
So the judge said I could get 10 days in jail.
What?
Right. So I'm like, I say, Your Honor. Dude, just,
that's over a month of jail for four DUI guys.
Right. Right. I said something along those lines. He said, 3 days for being a smart ass. I did 3 days in jail.
What?
Yep.
You didn't know this? I had the story.
I had to go.
I only heard the South Beach story.
I had to go after the season, right? We were 3-13.
Oh, no.
So I already wanted to get the hell up out of there. It was damn near SWAT showed up to the plane to take me to lockup. They had like 400... cameras, crew, like,
oh, no.
Right. It was, I'm like, am I the only one that just said, I just got a speeding ticket?
That's so bad.
I've never seen so many camera crews to like.
He literally boxed you in.
Right. So here, the first night, there was another guy who he was in, and it's just like, look, it go CVS, Publix, Walmart, jail. Like, it's right in the middle of nowhere. Like, right. it's just like, it's lockup. It's not like, you know,
prison,
going to county.
Right,
it's just like lockup at the police department.
That's annoying.
Right. So I'm in the cell. And, you know, if you you want to use the bathroom, you take to the bathroom. It's not like you got to take a dump right, you know, in the open or whatever.
Right.
If you want the phone, they just stick the phone in. You can use the phone, call who you want, right?
You're literally just in grown-up timeout.
Right, right. So this guy came in. When I came in, the guy had just, you know, they order lunch for you and breakfast and stuff, right? You know, you get cheeseburger for lunch or dinner, eggs. You know, like it was, so I get in. Dude had just reported because he doing weekend stints, you know, like the other guy. I don't know. That must be a thing in Ohio. And he said, hey, what you got there? He said, cheeseburger. Well, I took it.
Food?
I was hungry.
Cheeseburger Eddie?
I just got done playing a damn football game. And then I said, I got just done playing a football game. You probably just left home. He said, well, clearly y'all didn't play good football. So, 3 days. And it wasn't, look, I ain't get 3 days. I did the full 72 hours.
No reprieve.
Right. I was in jail for New Year's Eve.
Get some headlines, Robbie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did I
Miami
speed.
And WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Sorry, ass.
Yeah, I've been in some situations.
Evidently. Let's see. Where do we go? Dolphins lost. That's good. Right? Everyone's in support of that?
Yep. Mm. We heard the call on Dolphins Radio Network.
Good weekend because they lost?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Everybody was mad at Fitzpatrick. Mad.
Don't be mad.
I don't mean, maybe the people in the stadium are rooting for Fitzpatrick, but they're all, you know, they're drunk. You can't listen to them. The ones that know sense, they left at halftime.
The Canes did win on Friday night, so that was a good thing, 17-9.
Props to Manny Diaz getting his first real win as head coach. Nothing to say today, eh, Robbie? No short list?
The short list still has to be updated, just in case.
Just give him a break for the week. Just a break.
It did good.
We
could tone down on the hype videos, especially that after that Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
No.
Wait till Friday.
They've already put out like seven.
Still 3-3. Loser culture.
Do they have Sleepy Nooner this week?
Sleepy yes. Nooner, Georgia Tech.
And they're playing a bad team, which means they're going to be feeling themselves going into the game.
In the press conference room after the game, a bunch of us in the media were hobnobbing. And they were all like, oh, Georgia Tech, they're going to kill Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's horrible, which they are. And then I was like, Sleepy Nooner.
And you know how they play against bad teams, Central Michigan.
Sleepy Nooner, you never know. Anywho, by the way, the line on that game, stupid.
19, 20 points, depending on where you get it from.
Ridiculous. Anyways, the Heat are in action tonight, hosting the Atlanta Hawks. Tip-off from the American Airlines Arena, set for 7:30. Coverage on the ticket at 6:30 with Zaz and Tommy Tighe. Cats with the little afternoon action.
I'm amazed.
I'm liking it.
Day action.
Yeah, Florida Panthers back on the ice this afternoon, skating with the Devils. Puck drops at 1 p.m.
They need a win, man. They got a couple points, back-to-back games. I got to tell you. Shootouts are stupid.
Panthers are going to panther.
Shootouts are the beast. You know about these shootouts?
Yes, I do.
This is a dumb method of determining who wins a game. I don't know if it's because I'm actually watching hockey because I love Bobrovsky, but I'm watching this game, and this Bobrovsky, he was amazing in overtime.
Right.
Amazing. Leroy, he was stopping pucks. No stick.
Was he standing on his head?
He lost his stick. Oh, no. He didn't. He wasn't standing on his head, but he was feeling it. He's like, oh, yes. Stop puck. Stop puck. Elbow. Psh. He didn't, because he couldn't get a stick. The Panthers couldn't get it out of the zone. Buffalo was peppering him. And Bobrovsky's up there. He's like putting the fist into the mitt. He was feeling. And then all of a sudden, end of overtime. Now what do you got to do? Oh, you got to go to a shootout. And it's stupid. They get to do tricks.
But he got a stick back.
Yeah, you got to stick back, but it's dumb. It's
what
not
do you
game.
Want them to
you
do?
You still get a point, though.
I know, but you shouldn't get an extra point based on fake hockey.
It's an 82-game season. If you played all these overtimes to the finish.
Yeah, you can't do sudden death in the regular season. It's take too much out of you.
It's so dumb.
But you get a point.
It doesn't feel like a real game.
It's the only way you can get a point for a loss, so it's a consolation. Being that if you lose, you get no points.
By the way, coverage of this afternoon's game can be heard on 5-6 to the Joe at 12:30.
And he doesn't get to be like he's like a cat. So he doesn't get to pounce like in the same way. Because when you're on a shootout, you got these guys that get to do all their tricks. Now, Barkov, I would like you to do better tricks because that backhand was weak ass, man.
Clearly everybody can't do tricks.
I wouldn't be all that opposed if the NFL had adopted some sort of a shootout after overtime. So
no,
we
you can't, because then you'd be relying on the kicker even more.
Just go to the college.
It's better than a tie.
Go to the college rules. And also, in college, if it's
The games would last too long. With professional kickers?
I believe that
it will last forever.
In college, if it's fourth and five or less, you're not allowed to use a kicker. Just go for it.
Hate shootouts, man.
I hate college kickers. Other than our new friend, Turner.
Oh, that guy's my that's my guy.
McKicken.
Hey, McKicken. That dude is going to be, he is going to come into that first game, the first meeting this week, hung over.
You, I have a feeling that if you played football and that was you, you would come.
Oh, yeah. I would be in.
You think that's?
I would be in
wait,
the
let
first,
me ask you a question.
The first special teams meeting, I would be in with sunglasses on.
Is that
he would show up to practice in a toga?
Is that what you think of athletes?
No, I think of that as a kid who thought no shot in hell I'm ever going to get to be a collegiate hero. I'm just here to play, be on a football team. And he actually got a shining moment where all of the fans are rooting for a new kicker. This dude shows
up. Just happened to be the new kicker.
Hits a kick 19 yards out. Hits a kick. And now everyone loves him. And he's going to be a bit of a cult hero. Like, people are going to love Turner Davidson.
him and Jimmy Murphy right now can do anything they want.
Until he misses one.
Well, that's next week.
There's a reason why. He wasn't the kicker in the first place. You understand this, right? He's 21 years old.
He wasn't even the backup.
He's been kicking there for a while.
The backup is suspended.
Or ineligible.
Not available.
Yeah, not available. The coach was like,
Does that say, think about this. What does this say about your university when the kicker is suspended?
The walk-on kicker.
Preferred walk-on.
Preferred walk-on.
They care more about disciplining the kicker. Anybody else?
Okay, that's it with the headlines.
Okay, back after this. Guys, other than here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up November 16th, it is our dribble drive against cancer. Zaslow leads the way as he has his dribble drive challenge going 13.8 miles from Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. Guys, you want to donate, you want to come together, join a team, go to heathelpcure.org. We also got the shorter 3.3 dribble drive from Biscay to the arena. And then we got the dribble drive dash, kind of like for families if you don't want to go the whole distance.
No, that's more for the kids, yeah.
Dribble around. HeatHelpCure.org. That is how you donate. That is how you form teams. It is coming up November 16th.
You going to let little Tommy go out there and dribble around the arena?
I may. I'm a little mad at him. He's a snitch. So
what?
Yeah, he's a snitch.
He was hitting you in the head over the head with a bat.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, he's getting a little too strong for that game. I was woozy after that. He hit me with the old Fisher Price bat, and you know this was a fun game we used to do. It's just hey, bam, bam, bam. I hit Daddy in the head. It's hilarious. Yesterday it was kind of feeling like I was having a little CTE repercussions, Leroy. I'm not gonna lie. It was.
I'm watching this video. I'm like, this isn't healthy.
No, it really wasn't. It hurt. He was whacking me. But this little bastard, I mean, he is a snitch. So we go to see Adam's family on Friday, right?
Da-da-da-da.
At the old Phoenix in Lake Worth. $5 movies every day.
Oh, yeah, nice.
You know? And by the way, step up your game with the churros, Phoenix.
Those, I saw the churro stand.
Those are some bum-ass churros that you got going on there.
They've been sitting there for days.
I don't know. I saw the Hockman family went to the Dolphins game.
Yeah,
and in the club area.
No, churro. They weren't just in the club area. They were in those big
the 72 club, right?
Yeah.
Churro ice cream. Oh no, they just put little chopped up churros.
No, it didn't look little chopped up. They looked like full size churros.
Oh yeah, it was really. Yeah, Mrs. Hockman was. Wow.
Oh, I mean those churros look delicious.
I don't know how they got those seats,
but so. You know, movies. Well, what do we know about the movies? Expensive candy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you go movies? To the ghetto Macy's.
Exactly. We went to the Dollar General right next door.
Right.
Hooked it on up. Kids like, pick of the litter. What do you want? It's all $1. What did Tommy pick? Ring Pops. Cool. You want Ring Pops, son? Ring Pops you get. And so.
It's not a good movie, Candy.
Ah, whatever. He's three.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's noisy and dirty. I don't know.
It's noisy to begin with. But as soon as we leave, so we get it. Wifey wraps the old candy up in the blanket. No one the wiser, right? No one's going to search. These kids don't care.
Right.
They're just here to get a paycheck, have their parents not bother them.
Right.
This little bastard, he's immediately shouting as soon as we get to the ticket window, give me my candy! Give it to me! I want it! I'm just like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's talking about the candy that he wants to get inside. Wink. But this kid doesn't know how to scheme. He doesn't know how to scheme. I was this close to having to buy $40 worth of candy.
Well, that's what. Here's what I do. You can get me for some popcorn. I'll get the bucket of popcorn.
Right.
And a drink.
Right.
Yep.
Right?
That's my same concept. Like, I know if I go to the concession and buy something, like, I'm covered. Like, whatever else I might have going on.
And sometimes I have to buy one candy because when I'm walking through the movie theater and I'm jiggling with all the candy in my pocket, it sounds like. So I have to buy one.
Oh, a couple weeks ago, we went to go see Ad Astra, which is that Brad Pitt movie, which is it's deep. It's something, whatever. Anyways, it was the same week the Joker came out, and security at the theater was no joke because they were expecting some weird crazy stuff with the Joker. Yeah. So. You know, we do the ghetto Macy's thing, and my wife, we bring a bag with blankets, and my wife has her purse, whatever.
They can't check.
Well, listen, they didn't check. They just said no bags. So my wife goes and brings a bag with the blankets back to the car. We keep the blankets, so she puts the candy in a purse. Her purse, little purse, not a big purse. She's not a big purse person. Come back. Nah. Bag's too big. Doesn't fit our, they had a clipboard. If your purse is bigger than this clipboard, you can't bring it in.
Yeah.
She's like, well, why don't you just search the purse? I'm like, you can't let them search the purse. The candy's in there. She's like, I'll let them search the purse. The police were there. They could do whatever the hell they want. They made her bring the purse back. Now we're out of candy. Now we have to go to the concession stand and bring $50.
No. Yeah. Listen, I got special pants for the movies.
Listen.
With the side pockets, you know, those pockets on the
side. It's like candy, though. Like, you got to take it out of the bag itself so it's not jiggling around the cardboard box.
No, the candy in the box is jiggling.
What's in the box?
Listen, I came in there. I was like a snow bunny. I had so much candy. Oh, yeah.
Adam's Family.
Oh.
Adam's Family's a stupid movie, by the way. I don't like the Adam's Family.
Why not?
They're just, you know, they're a little too
there's
high.
Wednesday, there's Friday, there's Uncle Fester.
They're just a little too full of themselves.
What's the hand? What's the...
That is...
It, no, that's not... No, that's, it is with the hair.
Cousin It was Snoop Dogg. What is that guy called? Is he Thing? He's Thing, isn't he?
The Thing. Thing. Yeah.
I don't like them. They don't have any adversity that they deal with. Like, they're just a little too cool for school.
I like the Adam's Family.
Nah, I don't like it. I don't like it. The good key to a cartoon movie, the cartoon has to face some adverse situations. And nothing bothers this Adam's Family because they're dead inside. Everybody else is bothered by
them
being
not everything is going to be Toy Story.
You just went Rotten Tomatoes on...
A cartoon.
I was watching the Panthers in the middle of the movie. I was bored. I was bored until the Canes game started. I was just like, yep. They're still being dead. Cool. Didn't bother. Joker, by the way, though. Joker was amazing.
There's no joke.
No joke. Robbie, no joke.
I don't I wanted to go see this in the theater, but I wanted to bring Zach, and then everyone's like, "Don't bring Zach.
You really shouldn't bring it." I mean, I don't know. How old is he?
He's gonna be 12.
I mean, he's probably seen worse stuff.
No. Think about him, right?
It's violent.
Think about Beast. Think about how he is. Now imagine a 12-year-old, slightly, like, no chance.
I imagine his son is less squeamish than he is.
Is Joaquin going to win the Oscar?
The only thing that I think would hurt him is I feel like this has gotten a lot of national backlash, this movie. Which I really don't understand. Everybody's like, "Well, why this is going to inspire mass shootings and all that?" It's like, it is. Why are you throwing off your headphones, Robbie? That's what they're saying, man. Calm down. Why do you think there's a lot of security at this movie? People think, there was that the Joker shooting in Aurora,
right?
Where the guy was like inspired by Joker, but you know, it is a movie that is supposed to show you the breakdowns of mental illness. That's what the movie is about.
Correct.
Even more so than Joker and the Batman and all the stuff. He does a great job with all that. You get your fill of Joker and Batman and Gotham and all that stuff.
Oh, Batman's in this too?
Kind of. Young Bruce Wayne is.
Okay.
It's like Gotham, the TV series.
But ultimately it's just about the horrors of mental illness and all that stuff. And so you're not supposed to make a movie about that? I just don't know. I
definitely want to see it. I might have to check it out.
I'll wait till it becomes on free.
Yeah, you might have to do a parental viewing before you take him.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll go see it in the movies by myself and not tell him, and then when it comes out on the Netflix or whatever, like, we'll watch it together.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, Leroy, you ready to go into four-down territory, man?
Yep.
All right, we'll break down a little bit more of the Dolphins' win. We'll also get back into Canes. They get themselves... Oh, the Dolphins. I said that... Huh. That was a slip on my part. It was a win in the eyes of getting the number one pick for the Dolphins yesterday. The Canes actually won. Leroy will have the breakdown for you next. It's that time of the week, man. We do this on Mondays and Fridays. Leroy takes us into four down territory, breaking down the football from this weekend. Dolphins salvaging a close win.
Stop!
A close win.
Stop!
Thankfully, they maintained the mission and they're
0-5. That's so... Like,
what?
Mission accomplished, man.
Mission accomplished. Shout out to Kenyon Drake, the Miami Miracle
2.0.
Kenyon Drake,
you think,
true Dolphin.
You think...
Finn's lifer.
You think those players are happy or sad?
Bobby McCain, do we have that sound?
Oh, Bobby McCain went off.
Did you hear Bobby McCain?
No, yes, let go. Because this is how I feel all of them feel. I don't even know what he said.
No.
But.
I don't know if we have it on our system.
Oh, well,
Robbie, we'll get it. We'll get it. Yeah, Robbie, he went on a bit of a rant to... Yeah, a bit of a rant to Chris Fisher from NBC6. We'll get that. But
my question is that, okay, what do you think you're doing by going to ask a player about tanking?
I don't think he did ask him about tanking. He just asked him about the loss.
Yeah, he just asked him, like...
And he basically went on a, "I'm hurt, dog."
Yeah.
What do you got?
With a lot more expletive.
All right. Man, Miami almost got their first undefeated weekend in South Florida football.
I feel like they did.
Stop.
Sorry.
The Canes beat number 20. the 20th ranked Virginia, which, wow, they were favored.
Vegas was right.
Vegas was right. We were all shocked, including Robbie.
Who, by the way, is fighting right now, the CBC on the text machine. Yeah, I'm seeing your replies.
Oh. I mean, we don't know that's me.
I know it's you.
And the Dolphins went for two and lost. And you got to give kudos to, you know, I mean, Flores, think about this. You've been, this is your first job.
Yeah.
And the one thing you look forward to is your first win. And you go for two.
Yeah.
And total usually props. The rule of thumb is on the road, you go for two. At home, you take an overtime. That's usually just a general.
I think he knows in that situation how much better is it going to be for me getting two, three yards.
Right, right. I would question in the play, but that's a whole nother story. First down, defense. We've been talking about one going into the year how poor the defense was for the Canes and how much they had to improve.
Yep.
They came up big in certain spots. It was Washington, but I don't care, their pros too. And the Canes came up big. That was the best defensive performance of the year. I don't know whether it was, you know, Manny having some input. Keep in mind, he still wasn't calling the plays.
No, but I had to have thought it did something
right
for the guys.
Yeah, they did a lot of things differently, more aggressive, yep, than we've ever seen them. And I think that might have to do with, hey, if we're not going to cover them, let's shorten the time frame in which the quarterback has to throw it. Still worried about it. There are times where, you know, quarterbacks that run seem to get them a little bit.
Yep.
And that falls on, you know, we always thought the linebackers were speedy, can cover the whole field. So that's a little disheartening. But other than that, defense won the game,
yeah, really great
this week, and it was an unbelievable performance. No swag penalties.
Nope.
First week,
nope.
No swag penalties.
Nope. Yeah.
So
did have garbage targeting.
Right. I'm going to get to that.
Yeah, that's
good.
But for the most part, if you look at the Dolphins and the Canes, very disciplined. It's a disciplined football game. Second down. Offensively, Josh Rosen got replaced by Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Ryan Fitzpatrick gave the offense a spark. I was fine with the change, fine with the two-point play, but that play has to be as far from the D-line as possible. It almost looked like he was throwing the pass right outside the line, the interior lineman.
Almost looked like the play was on the tank.
Stop. Robbie, what did Flores have to say about this two-point conversion or attempt?
We had an opportunity to win the game, and that was the thought process there. They made a good play. They were ready to go on it, but you know, we're gonna try to win the game in that situation with the amount of time left.
All right, I still don't want to run. I'm not a big fan of running plays that close to the end zone towards the pursuit.
Right.
Because you got to understand, once he stands up to throw, everybody on that line is going to bolt out there. And if you don't have enough room, you don't have enough blockers. So it looked kind of congested. Somebody said it worked before, which means that you're probably going to be prepared for it this time. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, boy.
As far as the offensively, okay, as far as the Canes,
yep,
your best player is DJ Dallas. Give him the damn ball as much as you can in as many different situations. He might not be your fastest, okay, but he is your most reliable.
No, he's your best.
So that ball needs to go through him.
I seriously have a question. I take it you watch most of the game.
Yeah.
Why can't they establish some sort of regular running game?
The offensive line.
No, but like at the beginning of the year, you had Cam Harris and DJ Dallas like able to run the ball somewhat effectively. It seems like they've abandoned that kind of concept.
I would say that you know, sometimes defenses go into games. Like, you can go into a game and say, you know what? If I had my rathers, I'd rather get beat by that quarterback, not by that running back. So, after what you saw out of DJ Dallas last week, who's to say Virginia didn't come up and say, okay, yeah, eight-man box, eight-man box, Nikosi beat us. You know, so if you have a run play check or a pass run option, okay, they might force you into that. So you don't know what plays are called. And that's why you have to be careful with calling a play after the fact, because you may have two options, and the option you chose is based on what the defense is doing. So, but Robbie's also really, really, really right in that.
The line stinks.
Yes. And you're going to, like, question what plays they call with that offensive line?
Whatever, bro. Coastal.
CBC.
We back, son. We back.
Third down. The targeting
category
rule.
20.
The targeting rule needs to be revisited.
Oh.
Preach.
And here's why. Look, I've been hit more than most people. And so I understand what both college and the NFL is trying to do. But what you have to understand is that the worst thing for an offensive player to do when somebody's coming to hit him is to drop his head to protect himself.
Right.
And that skews everything, because you're taking everything at high speed, right? Clearly, Amari Carter led with the shoulder.
Yep.
You could see he went out of his way to lead with the shoulder.
He's already been called in it once.
Right. Right.
He's already been ejected.
The defender drops his head. They hit heads. That's not on
the receiver. Dropped
his head. The receiver dropped his head. That's not on Amari Cooper.
I think right now.
I mean, Carter. That's not on him.
I honestly think it's the worst rule in sports right now. Targeting.
But and even if you're going to call a penalty, to then kick the young man out of the game, somebody watching that play needs to say, wait a minute, he dropped his head.
Robbie, since he was thrown out in the second half of the game, does he have to miss the first half of the next game?
Yes. So it's stupid. A full game. Now, look, there are times when you can look at a play and you can tell, uh-oh, that guy's coming for the knockout.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay?
That wasn't long.
That wasn't Bontez Burfict.
Right. But what I will say is this. A receiver, and I'm an offensive player, but one of the things that receivers and running backs and tight ends take pride in is being able to go across that middle of the field, knowing you're going to get hit, and still hold on to the ball. But the defender has to be able to put that fear in you.
Well, the other thing that I find
he has to. I'm an offensive guy, and I believe that that's part of doing business in that area of the field.
Yeah, and the thing I find crazy about, first of all, slow-mo always makes these things look worse.
Oh, yeah.
They make it seem like the guy has all the time in the world.
And you know who else? The announcers.
Yeah.
Because,
they're like,
clearly. Right.
And I don't understand. Like, the idea that you want to kick him out of the game. That, to me, is dumb in its own right. Then you want to suspend him another game. If it's going to be a situation where it's going to continue to go and leak into the season, if you think these things are that egregious, you need to have somebody review these hits and then determine it. Not on the field.
But they do.
They do. That's why
they don't
stop
throw them out right away.
No.
It can't be determined then they're in the game.
No, they go up to the booth to the replay official.
It can't be.
He's saying you got to have somebody review it after.
Neutrally reviewed.
Well,
after the game,
can I tell you something?
Afterwards.
Can I tell you something? In the ACC, the Canes will never have anything neutrally reviewed.
Why do you do that?
Because it's true. It's true.
We need a CBC sounder.
It's not a Canes rule or an ACC rule. Right. I'm talking national.
We're talking about just football.
I'm talking the Canes will never get
about,
a break
we weren't talking
from
about
the ACC officials. They will never, ever get a break. Those mother bleepers are biased against the orange and green.
There we go.
There,
here
I
go.
Said it.
Here we go. All right. Great.
I'm torn because I kind of agree with him.
I was tweeting so hard at the conference,
okay,
as was everybody else.
Yes.
By the way, our boy Steven, who's going to come in a little bit, he uses salty language when he talks to the ACC officials.
Good. I like
salty language. Anyway.
Kane's life or fourth down.
Anyway, I would just like, you know, there has to – look, I get the intent of the rule. You want to take certain hits out of football. Same thing with hits on the quarterback. However, it's still football. It's still football, and there's certain, you know, sometimes the contact is going to be a tad bit vicious.
I was watching a special on the Killer Bees, Dolphins defense, and they were showing hits. And the announcer's like, and that's a head-to-head hit. Yes! Like, it was like.
Oh, those are the days. Oh, man. Those are the days.
What about, wait, you got jacked up.
Yeah. Meanwhile, my favorite thing this weekend was seeing a guy get knocked out cold by an upkick. So.
That was pretty awesome.
And so, you see that sack that Rosen took that he got called for roughing the passer? That was pretty weak.
Oh, that was. Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that, right, that was weak sauce.
Right. Anyway. And then, like, yeah. Look, defenders, when you get knocked out, don't stand up and look for the flag. Like, it looks very unbecoming. Fourth down.
Fourth down?
Both the Dolphins and Canes did play one of their better defensive games. More importantly, the football that I have expected all year to come out of both the Canes and the Dolphins is more disciplined football. I'm a firm believer that if you are struggling as far as your talent, right, that sound football will keep you in a lot of games. That means no free yards, no boneheaded penalties, no swag penalties, none of these things here, because you're not good enough for your team to be able to overcome that. Watching the Dolphins game, watching the Canes game, it seemed like everybody played as disciplined as, you know, I felt they could have been playing all year. Maybe it was the fact that Manny got after him a little bit on the defensive side, because that's your bread and butter.
Yep.
Defensively for the Canes, for the Dolphins, if they improve that, at the end of the year, if they're not dead last, then you can look at something and say, you know what? We were better here. And it shouldn't be that hard. So in the future, if they can continue to get better, if they can continue to prove that, I will have a positive, you know, feeling about Manny Diaz, because he has improved something on this team. He's grown. And as far as Flores, look, he's up against it. Kudos to him, because, I mean, every NFL coach wants their first win, and he went for it.
Yeah, he did.
Like,
kudos to him for losing.
Kudos to him for staying on mission.
Exactly.
Stop. Kudos.
Please,
Coach of the year.
Robbie, did you find that sound?
Coach of the year.
From a player blowing up?
We'll get it. We'll bring it to you.
All right.
We'll get more. We'll get your headlines. And a new Kane star next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.